Hello again, and although I can't believe that summer is more than half over, it is August 15th, and time for a few more learning moments. Hi, this is Marv Pikla, your host for the Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. And this month, we're going to talk about what I term infused leadership. As we've discussed before, leadership has been kind of one of those career actions that I've studied, I've wrote about them, practiced, researched, and read even some more about how to teach leadership and mentor those around me to make sure they are the best in the business. And as you can guess, no 2 days, no 2 circumstances, and of course, no 2 people involved were ever the same when it came to leadership. But let's get back to the term and the meaning of infused leadership. To me, infused leadership is when the principal leader in an organization or business makes it a standard operating procedure to maybe strategically include or interject or insert, you get it, infuse leadership responsibilities into every position within the organization. And by this I mean that in every job description and in every personnel evaluation form, there would be a very specific category dedicated to actions related to specific leadership. Now, before we go on, don't mistake infused leadership for shared leadership. Shared leadership is when 2 or more workers share leadership duties and are jointly responsible for, say, combined outcomes. And typically, shared leadership is designed around a single activity or service and begins and ends at a certain time. No, infused leadership is structured as a regular, continual part of someone's job. Whether the leadership area would be customer service, marketing, finance, staff development, and the list could go on, infused leadership would require individual staff members to take the lead in regular operational areas. Okay, I can already hear everybody saying, Marv, give us an example of infused leadership from your eyes. All right, let's consider the role of infused leadership in the area of fiscal understandability. Too often, in many organizations, there is very little fiscal understandability. Staff at all levels choose to leave the money matters to the person in charge of fiscal management, or the bean counters, as some would say. Well, I believe that is wrong for a ton of organizational strength and development reasons, but mostly because a lack of strong fiscal understandability causes less strength in product development, in service delivery, the confidence that staff needs, and the potential confusion that can result when something could even be delivered. You know what I mean. It's about confusion. So, infused leadership would require a specific section of the fiscal manager's job description and evaluation processes regarding their role in achieving common fiscal understandability among all staff from the very top to the frontline gang. If you think about it, concepts for gaining fiscal understandability could include staff workshops, maybe a follow the money newsletter, maybe creating finance teams about creativity and new and innovative use of money, or maybe even a session called Monitoring and Auditing, Good to Great. You could have some fun with it. Infused leadership requires employees to take a very strong personal role in their job, plus offers an opportunity for them to tell their story regarding the special nature of what and why they do what they do for the company or organization every day. I really hope you think hard about this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast about infused leadership and where it can fit in building your future. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk more next month.